I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all.
Hello, thank you for joining me for this week's podcast. We are continuing on in the Empowering and Inspiring Women podcast mini-series. And I've had the privilege of having so many amazing women share some of their journey and story. And today I have the honor and privilege to be here with my dear friend, Jennifer Piala, who I've known for probably like 12 or 15 years. Is that so right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, time just flies. Because we started off knowing each other from a mom's group when we had little people. Mm-hmm. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and now you have like teenagers and almost college students.
14 and 16.
Oh, yeah. It's coming. It's coming. College days are coming
fast
for our kids. In the blink of an eye. Oh, but I'm excited to have you on my podcast today. When I think of you, Jennifer, your life in so many ways has encouraged me and inspired me, I know personally, because you have led a life of just as a mom, as a businesswoman in the marketplace, as a nurse, and also as this entrepreneur side of you, your side hustle that has just exploded with great response. So we'll get into a little bit more of that as we go in the podcast, but you have just been someone who has like gone back to school and done so many different things in fitness and in health throughout your life that I'm just like sometimes in awe of all the things that you've been able to accomplish in your life while being a mom and a wife and a dog owner and I think chickens. Do you sell chickens?
Yeah, we still have chickens. Still have chickens.
Any other animals that I forgot about?
No. Okay. No, that's it.
But just like I look at you and your life and I think, man, that's amazing. So Jennifer, with all of these things that you do, and maybe you want to elaborate on all the different facets of who you are, but how do you do it all and do it with grace and still a smile on your face and just,
wow.
It's just, you're amazing. So would you share with our listeners some of your process and story?
Wow. Well, gosh, such grand compliments when I don't always feel like I have it all together and I do it all or do it all well, but it's true. So I am an entrepreneur and about 6 years ago now, I graduated from nursing school and I was I was 35 when I graduated. So this isn't something that, you know, I dreamed about in high school and thought, ooh, when I grow up, I want to be a nurse. But
it
was really something that I fought for a long time. My mom was a nurse and she always said, you know, it's not a great job. It's hard work. You don't have weekends off. You don't get to spend holidays with your family. I highly encourage you not to be a nurse. Well,
okay.
Being the rebel that I am. No. I really think that it was just a calling.
Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely not something that my flesh wanted to do because, you know, I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, how am I going to go to nursing school, be a good mom, because my kids were little then. They were 6 and 8, maybe 7 and 9, something like that.
Very young.
Yes.
Very young.
How am I going to, you know, make dinner every night, be present, you know, continue to have an amazing marriage? My husband has always worked a lot of hours, and that didn't change just because I was going to be in nursing school. So I was like, holy cats, how am I going to do this? But I knew that it was a calling. So I just knew, well, I just got to take the step and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It was definitely the hardest thing I've ever done. It was harder than raising my kids, I think. I mean, maybe because I have really good kids. I don't know. But, and because I had so many, like you said, other things going on. But anyway, so yeah, I took on the challenge and made it through, graduated, and now, I mean, it's just amazing to see how God has blessed that decision I made to be obedient, really.
Right.
You know, I've been able to go on mission trips. I've been able to serve in my church in crazy ways that most people don't think of. But we have the church that we are in right now. There's not you know, not everyone there is healthy. Let's just say that. Okay. So it's not uncommon for me to get pulled to help one of the members of the congregation with something.
Okay.
They passed out again. They're, you know, this is happening. So it's just been interesting. So and
it's
cool.
It's opened up opportunities and doors that you didn't even
foresee. Yeah, absolutely.
The area. Wow.
And at the time in nursing school, you know, it's all you can do to keep your, at least for me, all I could do to keep my head above water.
Well, it wasn't like you were just out of high school and didn't have any other responsibilities.
I was no spring chicken.
Right.
I'll just say that.
But you already had, you were already established in your life.
Yes,
and then
yes.
to add that, nursing, the nursing programs are not easy. They're not to bat an eye at. They're intense. They're intense programs.
It was really hard.
You said it was probably one of the hardest times in your life. Why would you say that, Jen? What were some of the challenges that you faced?
Anywhere from the schoolwork being very difficult
to
the instructors being difficult to the time that took away from my family to trying to finagle, oh shoot, if I'm in clinicals for 9 hours today, how are the kids going to get to here and there when Steve has to work a 12-hour day again?
Sure.
So little, I mean, the whole gamut, the whole, you know, whatever you could, the little things to the big things, like, oh my gosh, am I going to pass this class? To, oh wow, what am I going to have for dinner? You know, just the whole things that you think about when you are in that spot as a mom.
Yeah, that's huge. Wow. Well, kudos to you that you were able to do that, to go back and pursue a passion. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. But
anyway. Yeah, it was, don't think I'll ever go back to school again. But anyways, made it through and, I mean, definitely a light at the end of the tunnel for sure. Now I can't imagine not ever being a nurse. It's just, you know, now that I've been nursing for, I think it's been 6 years. Yeah, because I graduated in 2013.
Okay.
So 6 years, I just can't imagine not ever doing it. And people ask me, you know, when will you leave your nursing job to do LeBry full time? And I'm like, oh, I don't even see that happening. Right. I mean, even when I'm old and wrinkly, it'd be cool to still work, you know, one day a week or something at a clinic or, you know.
Because you love it.
Yeah.
Because you love it.
It's very fulfilling.
Yeah.
Very fulfilling.
And then what is this, what is LeBry? What?
So LeBry is my direct selling business, skincare.
Okay.
Aloe based, awesome products. But the thing that.
They are awesome products.
Thanks for the shout out. No, the thing that is, oh gosh, again, you know, never did I ever thought of myself as a salesperson. But this opportunity came to me when I had a baby at home, and it was like, wow, if I can make a little money and still be home with my guy, then, well, I'll try that. Why not? I'll give it a whirl. And like you said, it's been incredible to see the domino effect. I mean, one person tries it, they love it, they tell someone else, they try it, they love it, and you know, then there's the reorders, and then there's, ooh, I need a foundation too, or it's mind-blowing. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And something that has been even more fun, which I never really thought it would when I first began, but it's helping my team grow. The girls who have decided to join in on this LeBry venture and check it out. It's really fun to see them grow personally. And like, I have a gal on my team now, and she's like, I'm so afraid I'm not going to do well. And I'm like, what do you mean? You just have to believe in yourself. So the confidence that these girls have from when they start to like a year later, it's like, wow, like I just burst with pride for them. I'm so happy and excited, and to see the light in their face, you know, when maybe they thought they couldn't do it, or they're like, holy cow, I got promoted.
Wow.
It's super fun. Super cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but Jen, like that's a sign of a good leader, because a good, healthy leader is somebody who is going to see the potential in their team. They're going to see the passions and what they're capable of, and then equip them and speak into them so that they shine. And I see you do that all the time on like your Facebook and with your team emails, and just how you're constantly speaking encouragement, and you're constantly approachable and constantly reachable. And that's just, those are great signs of a solid leader. And it's obviously evident in this business, because like what you are like a top dog in the LeBron
There's
business.
Still room for me to go, but yeah, I'm excited about the journey that I've been on so far, and I just can't wait for more of my girls to promote some more.
I know, that's amazing.
I mean, it's just to think about, there's one girl in particular, and I just think about, man, she was down. She didn't have the confidence. Well, I can't do that. Well, I'm not like you. Well, of course you're not like me. You're like you.
Right.
Let's do you.
Yeah,
you can do
good.
This.
That's really good.
You don't have to do it like me. No one's going to do it like me because you're not me.
Right.
That's
really good.
You know, I think just some of these girls realizing, like, they can choose what they're thinking about.
Hmm.
Not many people understand that.
Right.
You know, you can choose positive. Well, I'm not as positive as you are. I hear that a lot.
Really?
I hear that a lot.
Wow.
You're so positive. I could never be positive. Yeah, absolutely you can.
Right.
Absolutely can. Let's start. Let's think of something. Wow, I have, you know, I really like my toenails today.
Yes.
I like my pedicure.
Yes.
Those are, oh my gosh, I went for a 20-minute walk. I'm proud of myself for that. You know, of course.
A daily habit. Yeah. You can change it.
Right.
You can change your self-talk. You're changing
yes,
your...
Yes, exactly. Speak truth.
Yes.
I mean,
that's
you know,
really good. That's a great challenge.
And I think something that I would encourage everyone to do is, what are you filling yourself with? What are you reading? What are you listening to? What are you watching on TV?
Yeah.
I don't watch TV. I mean, maybe 2 hours a week. And I think that's one of the reasons why I don't feel stressed with everything else I have going on, because I don't allow those types of distractions.
Sure.
I do have a show that my husband and I like to watch together a couple times a week, so I'm not opposed to TV by any means, but I just choose to use my time very wisely, and I say no.
Yeah. You say no.
Say no. If somebody asked me to do something, for instance, you did. You what was that, a month ago?
Yep.
Hey, Jen, can we meet next week for the podcast?
Yep.
And I was like, I just can't even think about it.
Yep.
I have too many things going on. Ask me in a week or whatever I
yep.
said.
Yep.
So I am definitely not afraid to say no. I mean, if we say yes to things that we're not called to do, who are you doing a favor to?
Right. Nobody.
Right.
Especially not yourself.
Right. Or the place that puts you in, because you're not going to do it well.
Right.
And you're taking up a spot that someone else should be taking because they have a calling.
Wow. That's really good. So, Jen,
I mean, I read a lot.
I see your pile of books. And
yeah. I read a lot of great nonfiction books.
I see Rachel Hollis up there. I see some other Tim Tebow.
Yeah. Dave Ramsey.
Success is Not an Accident. Those are good. Those are great books. So, Jen, like, were you always like this? Like, with this whole prioritizing your time and... because I know this is probably exactly what has led to your success, is being able to say no. Did it just happen like this?
Probably
were you always
not.
Like
no.
this? Or was there a turning point in your life that you realized you
I
had...
I think there's some characteristics that I've always had, but maybe I've learned to, perfect them maybe a little bit more? Or polish them? That's probably a better word. For instance, I have always had more of an optimistic outlook, more of a positive attitude, more of a, well, sure, I can try that. Why not?
Right.
But with filling my mind with more positive things, it's like, wow, okay, I can do this better and easier.
Right.
You know, and not, I mean, there's still like, for instance, I've learned to let things go. There's dog fur all over my floor, which you probably noticed. It's fine.
I haven't, but what's your priorities? What matters? What doesn't matter? The things you can
exactly let go at least till tomorrow.
Let it go.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's really good. Those are really good things. And I think sometimes we, like you alluded to, you have people that say, "Well, I can't do this. Well, I can't do that. I can't change this, or I can't." Well, just in that sentence, you need to let's change that word
right
there, because that can be the first step to breaking a habit.
What is that phrase? Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Right. That's deep.
So. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think to yourself, oh, I could never do a Lombardi party like she does, or I could never get somebody to get a sample from me, or I could never go back to nursing school with two little kids, or, well, then of course you can't.
Right.
But if you're like, okay, well, let's try to figure this out. If this is what I'm feeling led to do.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of times too, when we discover something we're passionate about or energized by, we think it should still come easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if we're excited about it, we still think, oh, well, because I'm passionate about it, it doesn't mean I'm going to have to work as hard. Well,
right.
When the rubber hits the road, you still have to work your butt off.
Exactly.
For your passion to thrive and, you know, just for it to continue
or
on.
Or if this is what God is calling me to do, well, then it won't be hard.
Right.
Or it shouldn't be hard because he's putting me on this path.
Right. But lo and behold, it takes time. It takes energy. It takes hard work.
Yeah.
A lot of hard work. And I know a lot of times we look at people who have reached their goals and reached their successes, and we think that should happen to us immediately, and not realizing the
patience,
and the story and perseverance that it took to get where you are today.
Right.
Because as you talk about nursing, as you talk about your entrepreneur Lebri business, those were not things that just exploded in overnight.
Oh gosh.
They were, how many, like, you probably worked, how many like hardcore nights did you give, and like, not just through your schooling, but then even the Lebri business, Jen, like, that just didn't take place overnight.
I mean, definitely with Lebri, it's more of a marathon. You know, if you do a little something each day, you'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Nursing school's a little bit more of a sprint because you have deadlines and you have to, you know, oh, we have a test here, or we have clinical here, or you have a skills check off here. Patience is, I'm still learning patience.
Like patience in the fact of waiting.
Or just
that it might take longer than what you think.
Right.
Because in my mind, when you said patience, I'm like, is she talking nursing or?
No.
No.
Over the long haul. Yes. And right, as you're speaking about like those goals. Like me personally, I get so excited about something. I want it now.
Yeah.
Or maybe by tomorrow. But if I got a way past then, I'm like, what is going on here?
Right. And then you almost feel defeated because it didn't happen right when you thought it should.
So I'm working on that. Which is a challenge. It's definitely a challenge.
Well, I would not have, I mean, I understand that, but I guess I wouldn't have thought that, because I know you do it with so much grace. Like you're just very consistent, and that is a good word. You know, you're consistent
in
with everything that you've done. And consistency eventually pays off.
Exactly.
Into what you're
That's the perfect way to describe
doing
it.
And where you're headed.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really amazing. And as I look up, Jen, I see this. We're in your office, and I see this picture on your wall. It says, gratitude turns what we have into enough. And you've alluded to almost that same thought process with being positive. And so, obviously, with it being a very large picture in your office.
In my tiny little office.
In your tiny little office. Like, that means something to you. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. So, even though I am many times impatient, just being grateful for the moment. I mean, you know, and this isn't something new that I'm speaking of, because I feel like we hear this often, you know, have an attitude of gratitude, wake up with a grateful heart, you know, wake up and think of five things that you're thankful for today. But doing that helps your patience, helps sustain your patience till you get to the next bigger, better thing.
Right.
For instance, I have a dream to have a lake home in Tennessee or one of the Carolinas. Well, good golly, I want that house like tomorrow, like I was saying. Well, but I just need to trust in the process and be patient. Another thing that my husband and I are working on is really being faithful with our money. So this is a topic that I know a lot of people don't really talk about, but it kind of is, it's the same qualities and principles and what is the word? Like line of thinking that you would apply to you know, running your kids around to, you know, how you get dinner on the table and balancing your work life and mm-hmm. whatever, your social life and your girlfriends and all that. I say apply that to your money. Mm-hmm. Have control, like how I was saying, I say no to things. Have that same discipline with your money.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Why not, you know, buy a car with no car payment?
Right.
Imagine how freeing that would be.
Right.
Why not pay cash for vacation instead of putting it on the plastic and then regretting it for the next 8 months while you try and pay it off?
Right.
With interest.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's just so fun.
Right.
To have that control.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah. And because it frees you, your mind, your mental space in your mind.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. To focus on the things that do energize you and passion you. Because if you're constantly thinking about the next bill you have to pay or where the money's going to come for X, Y, or Z, that's taking up space in your brain and not giving you that freedom to focus on the things that really energize you on a daily basis.
It's a weight.
It is a weight.
It's a weight.
Yes. And Dave Ramsey was one of your books, and mm-hmm. he's their whole financial peace program is absolutely amazing.
It is.
It's very amazing. But it seems like as we're talking, one of these golden thread is we're talking about, like, when we talk about with all the things that we're doing in life, no matter how busy we are. And I know one of my first podcasts way back when was talking about this whole busyness, like I'm too busy to do this and too busy to do that. But yet when we are, the more books that I read and podcasts I hear people say there's no such thing as a work-life balance. It's learning how to thrive in the moments that you're in and thrive in the places that you're in. And it seems like you obviously are doing, you're an RN, you're a Libri consultant, you with a huge team, you're a mom and with two boys and a husband and a dog and chickens. And like, there is an element to, just like the thread of positivity and gratitude and, the organization of even your personal life that impacts your finances, mm-hmm. but it allows you to stay focused on the things that energize you. And you're able to do it all with grace because you're keeping that, the priorities aligned. And the, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. just,
right. And I read every day, every day,
every day.
I have to, mean, like I get off work and I can't wait to read.
What are you reading right now?
Right now I'm reading, Retire Inspired. Okay. Chris Hogan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Hogan's great. I love his podcast and his show.
His very deep, handsome voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really good. I'm just about done with that. And every morning I do my devotions. It just
So you have a great routine. You have a routine
mm-hmm.
to keep you on target, and that really sets you up for success for your day.
I mean, there's so many little things. I mean, something tangible. I go to bed at 9, I get up at 4:30, you know, I have to be to work at 6, so that gives me enough time.
You have a tight schedule. You have an organized routine and schedule that keeps you.
Yeah, and it keeps me feeling good and healthy, and like I rarely ever feel like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this, or wow, I just need a nap, or.
Right.
Rarely, I mean, sometimes, but rarely, and I just think it's because, you know, I'm disciplined on something as simple as when I go to bed.
Right.
Because I know if I'm not, then it'll be a mess in the next morning. Right. And once you want a nurse taking care of you who, you know, was well rested the night before.
Totally.
I mean, that's kind of how totally. I.
Right. And it probably minimizes your wrinkles with the Libri face
cream. Oh, I'm sure. Yes. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh my gosh, that's really, really good. And those basic consistent routines of being disciplined. I know sometimes they go, I can't save my money. I can't, you know, get up at a certain time. I can't go to bed. Again, it's that can't word and their habits that we have.
That's a choice. I mean, if you can't go to bed at a certain time, that's a choice. Unless there's unless you have a baby or something that's keeping you up. Obviously there are exceptions.
Right.
and maybe you can't go to bed at 9 o'clock right now, but in, you know, 6 months when your baby's sleeping,
right,
then, right, you know, and maybe that's not what makes you feel good, but I know for me, that's, I need a good night's sleep.
Yeah. And that's important. You know, for my own life, and probably just in the last year,
well, I've realized, with your baby and, yeah,
but like just even realizing the importance of being consistent. And maybe it's because I'm in my flipping 40s now, but like, and I'm not anywhere near old. We are not
old. We're not old.
But you know, like the fact that the value of being consistent, like if I eat this, I'm going to feel like crap. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to eat this. Like the pros outweigh the cons, you know, right, what I mean? So it's like, I can really sacrifice this.
Right.
Twinkie.
Right.
Because I don't want to feel like crap, mm-hmm, in an hour. Like, it's the things that aren't worth it anymore. Yeah. Like, just things are not worth it.
Yes.
For what?
But a chocolate chip cookie, that's always
worth it. Oh. Chocolate. Or a mocha from a great coffee shop.
I know.
Or something like that.
It's true.
It is. But, I mean, you can reward yourself. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it is.
I know exactly what you mean.
But it's like you're at a place where now choosing, making choices that bring out the best you, mm-hmm, in every situation is so more important than a fleeting high or feel good.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. From that yummy Twinkie.
From the yummy Twinkie. Yeah. Yeah. Darn Twinkies.
I feel like Twinkies.
Great. Now we're going to crave
them. I know. Talk about carrots or something.
Carrots and celery.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's great. So, Jen, with all of this conversation, what would you, if we were to have our listeners walk away with, like, one big key takeaway, what would you challenge them with? What is something that has really impacted you in your life that you would say, this is what you need to grab a hold of today and apply to your life and watch it just impact you? Watch, you know, what would you say?
Well, there's two things that stick out. Definitely faith, whatever that looks like to you, faith, it's huge. I mean, thank God I don't have to do this all on my own, and I have a crutch that is Jesus that I can just, sure, lean on whenever and however. And so that's the first thing. But the second thing is, what are you filling your mind with? Mm. What is it? If it's nothing, then start with something good. If you need a quick read, Grace Not Perfection by Emily Lay is really good, especially if you're a mom.
Okay.
Really super good.
Okay.
And it's an easy read. So, yeah, and just fill your mind and your heart with good things. That's whether great. It's music or a podcast or a book or something on TV, mm-hmm, or a really good YouTube video or something, mm-hmm, because what you put in comes out.
Yeah. It just reminds me of that saying that what garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. But
like,
yeah,
if you flip it, you know, the positive in,
right,
the positive's going to come out. If you had that,
yes,
if you have a habit of being negative or the I can'ts,
right,
what you bring in, that positive information and feeding your soul and your spirit will.
Exactly.
Eventually come out,
right,
and flip.
And the stuff gets addicting. At least, yeah, for me, I'm like, oh gosh, what else can I learn?
Yeah.
Well, what's my next book that I can read? Or, yeah,
yeah, to feed your spirit.
Yeah.
To feed your, yeah, spirit. Yeah, because there's enough negativity
junk
and junk, mm-hmm, out there that can pull you down in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But if you're walking in that, that can really impact.
Yeah, and just to, I mean, so, and I don't really know how to teach this, but you have to find some confidence, hmm, somewhere in yourself. Hmm. I mean, if you don't believe in yourself, what do you got?
Right.
It's just going to be the I can'ts, I, right, can'ts, I can'ts.
Because nobody else can believe for,
right,
you. It has to, you have,
I mean,
to find,
somebody can believe in you, but that's not going to mean anything.
Right.
If you don't believe in yourself.
Right. 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 Take that challenge. Take that step.
Right.
Be brave and to be bold and be courageous. And it doesn't have to be a big step, you know what I mean?
Like, right.
It doesn't have to be
especially
something.
Especially if you're in a bad place now, you don't want to be something real,
right,
real crazy that you can't wrap your mind around. But even something as little as like, I can choose to skip dessert today.
Yep.
Or I can choose to, I don't know, to find something uplifting mm-hmm. on my phone to watch for 5 minutes.
Right. I can choose to walk away from a gossip session yes. at work.
Right.
You know, just to keep your mind in a positive place.
Right.
Little choices.
Right.
Baby steps.
Yes.
Baby steps.
Gossip is huge. So yeah. toxic.
It is toxic. But those little actions that people right. can step into and that can boost your confidence. And like, if I can have control over that one right. little thing, I can have control over this next thing. And I can have yeah. confidence in this next thing. That's really huge. That's great, Jen. I love that.
So many people lack confidence in so many different ways. And it's just so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. Especially to know that we were created by God and he doesn't make junk. And mm-hmm. for you to think that you're junk, you're dissing his creation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and maybe it's, again, it could be rooted in fear or experiences yes. that they've had
yeah,
in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's right. there's great help out there, whether it's they're seeking right. counseling or therapy or good books to read
yes.
that can begin to empower you and challenge you. Again, it's taking that baby step to...
Yes. Take that initiative to want feel
to change
better.
And
yeah.
feel better. So
yeah,
that's really good.
For sure.
That's really good. That's really awesome.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jen, this has been awesome. I love who you are. I love
You're
all...
so sweet, Beth.
No, but I want to just verbally tell you that I really appreciate how you do life and how you model life so well for so many other women. And you are just, your life is empowering other women, and not just in business, but how you model life, how you do life so well with your kids and your family. And as a nurse and as an entrepreneur, you do it well and with so much grace. And I really appreciate what you bring to impacting women that are wanting to take and step into confidence. How do they get confidence? How do they be courageous? How do they become brave? Well, find my friend, Jennifer. No, but just, I really appreciate who you are in that. And you definitely radiate that to women everywhere and who you touch. So I thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So Jen, if people wanted to learn more about the LeBri business in this all natural face products that are absolutely amazing, how could, if they wanted to find out more, where would they need to go?
Well, I have a Facebook page for the Love of LeBri, and LeBri is LBRI.
Okay.
Or if anybody would want to get some free samples, that is available on my website, which is lbri.com/JPIALA.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So they can be all natural beauty.
Yes.
On the inside and the out.
Free samples.
Free
too.
Samples. Oh, wonderful. Absolutely yeah. wonderful. Well, thank you again so much
thank
for being
you.
With me today on this podcast. And I know people listening will definitely be empowered and inspired today with just the thoughts and your heart that you share today. So thank you again. And to all my listeners, as we always close out every podcast session, I just want to thank you for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.